Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You've given us some great stories this week about people you would love to have the chance to settle a score with from long ago. People you might have been mean to in high school, you'd love to be able to apologize to, or someone who made you feel bad, you'd love to confront in some way. We will leave you this week with an amazing story along these lines. A man, Eric Lomax, a British officer, given the chance to confront his Japanese torturer from a brutal World War II labor camp.
I worked for the War Graves Commission. They needed interpreters. We traveled the railway. We find dead bodies. We identified them. We brought them here to be buried properly.
You went up the line, you buried the man you helped to kill.
That's when I saw so many bodies, so very many. I had not imagined so many had died.
Murdered. The word you're looking for is murdered. So many had been murdered.
Actor Colin Firth playing Eric Lomax confronting his Japanese torturer Nagase Takashi, who Lomax tracked down in an amazing true story behind the movie The Railway Man, opening in limited release today. Colin Firth, who plays the late Eric Lomax, and Patty Lomax, Eric Lomax's wife, shared with us this story about forgiveness and redemption that has at its core a love story. Patty Lomax could always see in the man she loved the torment within him, that together as husband and wife, they would find a way to put to rest.
Well, that's simple. It was right from the very beginning when we first got married and started to live together. And the nightmares were very prevalent, for instance. It was very confusing, very frightening, because he couldn't speak about what the problem was. And it was a matter of living with this awful knowledge that there's something badly wrong with the person I loved. But couldn't reach him.
How did the discovery that Mr. Takashi, his torturer, one of his torturers, was still alive, how did that change the situation?
I think I can answer it best by telling you of the first occasion that he saw his psychiatrist with me present. Eric was absolutely joyful, a totally different person. He had got this man, the man that he hated so much, and he had a fix on him. It was a change of personality in a way. And then, of course, he really concentrated on trying to meet him, but it took a long time. He wanted to do Mr. Nagase great harm.
And as an actor, how challenging is it to go from a feeling of revenge that is life-sustaining to this redemption and sense of forgiveness that he comes to?
It's very difficult for me to comprehend because I've never experienced that kind of brutality. I've never experienced captivity. I've never been in the presence of someone who wants to degrade me comprehensively. The only way I could understand it is that the journey that we're looking at is, it's actually the love story. It happens via his marriage. It happens via Patty. I can't conceive of it happening in any other way. Because obviously you can't nurture yourself on hatred. And if you love somebody and somebody else if that person is also a casualty of your pain, which is what I think began to happen to Patty and his own children, then something then conflicts with that agenda. It was not just Patty's love for him and patience with him and determination to get him helped. He actually realized he had something that was worth battling with the bitterness for.
But Patty, did you feel that he was giving you a gift as well as doing something essentially to save himself emotionally?
I don't think that I can say that I thought of it like that. It was much more a journey of he himself reaching within himself with great courage to face his demons, overcome them and become the person that I knew because of the other side of his nature, that he could be. And from that point of view, as Nicole says in the film, she loved him. She wanted him back.
War leaves a mark, Mrs. Lomax.
But I don't believe in this code of silence that you have. I really don't. And you may be determined to stay screwed up and suffer for the rest of your life, but I don't want that for Eric, and I can't live like that. He's a wonderful man. I've seen it. I love him, and I want him back.
And in having him back, although it was never totally complete because the damage was so deep, it was a very joyous thing.
How fearful were you that his journey to meet with Nagase Takachi would result in him committing some act of violence?
Oh, very, very, very worried.
You might have lost him forever.
I could have done, yes. Yes, it was right up to the last moment. I think Eric probably told Colin. Eric intended to kill that man.
So what a challenge for an actor when you're in that moment to not do that.
It's a very stark experience to sit over lunch with somebody very sane and civilized, and be asking questions about their intention to kill somebody. And it was so matter-of-fact. I mean, that's what made it impossible to doubt. And I said to Eric, because I was hedging around it. I mean, how do you ask somebody if they meant to kill somebody, you know, and you're sitting politely with people you haven't known for very long, and you're saying, were people around you aware of this, your intention to and he just very, very matter-of-fact said, kill him. And he just, oh, yes. He knew he was going to do it, and he knew how he was going to do it. He'd thought it through. He had the methods, he had the idea. He'd lived it in his mind.
Years I've spent imagining I'd found him, making him beg, making him scream. Well, I've nursed myself to sleep on those sounds.
And he thought that was his resolution. It's very difficult for us, and we found in talking about it together, that it's very difficult for us to actually identify what it is that turned him around, if you call it a turnaround, but why he didn't go through with it.
Did you think Eric Lomax had that forgiveness in him?
No, not at all. He hated the Japanese with such intensity, and it had been such a long-held obsession of his. The only way I can describe it, and I think perhaps Eric would agree, all of a sudden he was faced by an elderly gentleman, the same age as himself, not that young Japanese face in Japanese war uniform. Mr. Nagase was very obviously very contrite. And I think Eric, in a sense, took on his old army training and became, as a gentleman officer, which he had been, would act. And it was just a tremendous relief. But I would hate people to think that it's just a war story. I'm proud to think that, yes, it is a love story, and it's a love story with a very happy ending.
Well, Patty Lomax and Colin Firth, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Colin Firth plays Eric Lomax in The Railway Man, and Patty Lomax is the wife of the late Eric Lomax. They both joined us in the studio. If you want to catch up on that conversation or listen back to anything on the program, check us out at thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.